This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, and we welcome you to the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can dial in and join us here. You can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. It is the reason why we call it Free Talk Live. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Interesting story that I've never seen anything like before. A sort of walking art exhibit in London has been arrested. Her name is Milo, or Milo. Maybe it's Milo if it's a woman. Milo Moir has been traveling around Europe with her Mirror Box show, where she invites complete strangers who are over the age of 18, or 18 or over, to touch her genitals and her breasts, or as an expression of art. She was arrested recently this week in Trafalgar Square. Milo Moir had been in London, promoting her Mirror Box show, in which she offers the members of the public the chance to feel her breasts or her genitals for 30 seconds.
With a stopwatch. It's just really, really strange stuff.
But she was arrested by police following a complaint from a passerby, clearly unimpressed with the routine. It's not the first time the controversial Swiss artist has fallen afoul of the law.
I thought she was Spanish.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know much about her. On previous occasions, the artist's antics have seen her walk around a museum carrying a baby, posing for selfies with tourists in front of the Eiffel Tower, and protesting in Cologne, all while naked. She was arrested today in one of London's most famous landmarks after inviting strangers to fondle her genitals. The concept of the routine, which she has also taken to Dusseldorf and Amsterdam, was to promote women's rights not to be touched.
How does this, A, pass off as rights, and B, how does this have anything to do with women's rights not to be touched? I mean, this is just, if you're looking to have people stop objectifying women, right, you probably shouldn't have a hot woman that you can touch her boobs. That seems like, I don't know, the opposite of what we're trying to achieve here.
So there's a statement from her to the effect that she's trying to do this for women's rights, and I might play that here in a moment, but it's not a particularly deep discussion that she has. She's just sort of calling out to people over a megaphone and giving them the opportunity to touch her. She offers the opportunity to people over the age of 18 while she uses a stopwatch to time them, according to the Daily Mail. She told the Mirror Online that police warned her she was breaking the law before arresting her and taking her to court. She added that other countries in Europe had a more liberal and accepting approach to her show. She said in Amsterdam it was very different. They are more free towards sexuality.
Now, I would point out that it's, you kind of have to see the pictures here. The woman is not exposed.
Not at all.
To the public. She has these, I don't know, boxes that
mirror
she wears.
Boxes. Yeah,
mirror boxes that she wears.
Mirrors on the outside of the box.
And so you can, I don't know, put your hands in there and fiddle away with her parts.
So on the front of the mirror box, there are some curtains, basically. And so you part the curtains, and then you go in there, and you can part some other curtains at that point. And I don't know if she was making people wash their hands, but that would kind of make me a little leery.
Yeah, I'd want the they have that alcohol stuff that you can put on your hands ahead of time, but yeah.
Yeah, that just kills germs, though. It doesn't, like, get rid of dirt, right?
I hear you.
I mean, some greasy construction guy comes up. Hopefully she was telling him, look, you know, go over to McDonald's over there and wash your hands and then come back. Because she was absolutely letting people go inside her
Yuck.
Her genitalia.
So I
know this because there's video.
Yeah, you watched the video. I did not.
It's a censored version, but you can tell what's going on is pretty explicit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, none of this makes any sense. I don't know why anyone would take her up on it either. You know, hey, give me a gynecological exam?
Right, because it's not exactly an... I mean, even though you're touching her in an intimate place, it's not really an intimate moment.
You're on a timer.
Right. <You know? laughs> In public, in front of other people.
And she's wearing a little box around her waist. It's all very strange stuff.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry. I just, you know, A, I don't consider this art. I don't consider this protest.
It's performance art.
No, this is, you can call it performance art if you want. This is branding for a megalomaniac, an egomaniac. I shouldn't have said megalomaniac. An egomaniac. That's all this is. It's, I mean, you know, sorry.
She's got us talking about her. That's
indeed.
For sure.
Yeah, let's, indeed.
Well, actually, the London police have got us talking about her, because had they not arrested her, odds are slim that the story would have made it to the airwaves. I mean, there still would be the news of woman walking around allowing people to touch her in public. I mean, that's still a headline, but it's not as it doesn't have the same sizzle as the woman was arrested.
No, by no means.
That. She says that, quote, but in London it was more strict, too strict, I think. They don't understand this form of performance, unquote. She also said her audience in London were very interested. And then some mothers called the police, she said, I think because they felt offended. It won't stop me. It is a risk, but it's a risk I'm willing to take, unquote. Both men and women are invited to participate in her act. In the video, you can see there's like one, at least one grandmotherly looking lady who participates. Both men and women invited. She says this is to highlight women's rights and sexual self-determination. She says further that women have a sexuality just like men have one. However, women decide for themselves.
Who thinks they don't?
Well, I think that there is some level of repression towards women being open about their sexuality. I mean, I definitely think that
any more than there is for men?
In the man's world, it's considered to be a good thing to have sexual conquests. And in the female world, they're supposed to be embarrassed about sexual conquests. That's why the word slut exists.
You said more or
women.
You said more or less, and more or less, you know, has quantities. Now, you know, the quantity 3 plus 4 is different, is the same quantity as the quantity 5 plus 7, but they are different. Do you understand? So there's differences in female sexuality there, and there is in male sexuality.
3 plus 4 is 7, and 5 plus 7 is 12.
Did I say I meant 5 plus 2? Excuse me. So, I mean, those are equal numbers, but they're different at the same time. It's possible for people to be equal and different.
Right.
And so I don't, I disagree that in some way women are sexually repressed. If a woman wants to run around.
I think some of the repression comes from other women. The whole idea of slut shaming, a lot of that comes from other women who don't like the idea of a sexually free woman going around and, you know, having fun and possibly having sex with their boyfriends or their husbands. That is a threat to them. They would much rather that women not behave in those ways, and so they engage in slut-shaming. Now, that's my understanding of it. I'm not an expert on the topic. Maybe there's some lady listeners out there that want to jump into the discussion. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, guys are welcome to 855-450-3733. I think it's pretty clear, Mark, and I'm surprised you don't agree with me on this, that men are encouraged to have sex while women are discouraged publicly.
I think that that's true, but you can do what you want. You know, what is encouraged and discouraged? So who cares what other people think?
Well, I mean, I agree with you. You shouldn't care, but in society.
Well, I'm not saying you shouldn't care. But, you know, if you care, you're not going to. There's all kinds of things that you can do in order to be, you know, not fit in. The fact is, the, you know, main group, whatever that, you know, the powerful group is in a given society, it's going to hand out dictates. And those dictates, whatever you're going to have punishments for not obeying them.
And she's going against those dictates. She's going
whoopee!
Against...
So does everybody.
No, everybody doesn't.
Yes, they do.
No, they
all
don't.
Do in lots of different ways.
Most people are about conforming to the dictates. They don't want to stick their head up out of the, you know, out of the waves. They want to keep it down. They want to, you know, avoid conflict, which I can understand. I don't blame someone for wanting to
then
do
why don't
things.
They all have the same haircut, Ian? Why don't they all drive the same car?
Because they still drive for individuality, even
within
the repression.
That's what we're talking about here.
Even within the repression of society that is trying to keep them as same as possible.
Look, don't you think
the government schools exist to create drone-like worker bees whose job is to go and work for some corporation for many years and then ultimately retire without at any point ever questioning anything that goes on in the world around them? Sure, they can still have their favorite color of toothbrush. Sure, they can still pick their favorite scent of, cologne or deodorant or whatever. They can have different things within that paradigm, but they sure as hell don't want them thinking for themselves beyond those basics.
Look, the government has public schools because they want make work programs for more government bureaucrats. Otherwise,
no, the Prussian school system, we've had.
Oh, I know what type of school system they have. But other countries have public schools too, Ian. They don't all have the same one.
They're designed to crank out worker bees. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Obedient little people. But if you've got an opinion on the mirror box protest here, we'll talk to you about it coming up. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you may join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. An artist has been arrested over in London, Trafalgar Square, for a performance art piece where she wore a mirror box. She did it a couple of different occasions, apparently, on one occasion, and I'm not sure which one she was wearing in London. I think she wears one at a time. She'll wear one on her top, covering her breasts, and then one on her bottom, covering her genitals. And she will invite people to, if they're 18 or over, to fondle her for 30 seconds. And she stands there with a stopwatch, and she said it went fine when she was in Amsterdam, no problem there. But in London, she was arrested for this performance art, and it's not...
Didn't she do it in several... she did it in several cities prior to London, right?
She did in at least a couple of cities that are mentioned in the story. We're going to continue that here in moments. You can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm probably pronouncing her name wrong, but it's Milo Moir or Moire. Anyway, she's the artist in question here. Attractive young lady. And she says that this is all about women's rights, sexual self-determination. She says women have a sexuality just like men have one. However, women decide for themselves when and how they want to be touched and when they don't. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And apparently she wants to decide to let people touch her for 30 seconds out in the open.
And you know what? I think she should be allowed to. But let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Let's talk to Mark, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I have a comment in regards to vagina woman. And I also have a question about the law that maybe you might could shed some light on. It's two totally different subjects. But anyhow,
sure.
Vagina woman, I think it's just, I think she's just trying to apply for the Guinness Book of World Records. I mean, if she goes back to her history, and all the time she's messed around and been fondled and all that, she has no documentation of it. But in this case, she's got documentation.
So you think she's going to go for a world record for most fondled woman?
Yeah, why not? What the heck? Cool.
It's always interested me, people who go for world records like that. It's like, really? It's so important to someone to be listed on one page of how large is the Guinness Book of World Records in print?
It's close to as thick as the Bible.
Yeah, it's super thick. I mean, as though that's there's some sort of recognition there.
Oh, I would love to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. I think it'd be really cool. But
for what?
I should get my own box for guys.
The problem is, pal, you're not going to get anybody to fondle you.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know, reach into my box.
Wait a minute.
Men throughout the ages have been trying the same trick.
No, I disagree with you, Mark. There might be. I mean, if you're a handsome guy, there's probably some gay men that would absolutely reach in there and give you a good, you know, hand job.
As a man, who the heck wants people? I mean, because you know, this lady, anybody could just reach right in there and give a good grab. I certainly don't want a good grab.
Men and women were reaching in there and fooling around. Mark, anything else you want to share? Go for it.
Yeah, that was one other question I had. Maybe some advice from you. I had an incident in my property at my house. You know, well, rather than getting into the whole story, cutting the chase, had two young kids. One was 18, one was 17, and they were creating kind of an uncomfortable situation. He got the point where I told him to get the, you know what, off my property. Told him like eight times. I get clocked by the girl, and I foot swept her, and then the guy kicks in. And he, she cracked my closed fist right into the right jaw. It just totally blew my mind. And I clearly told him like eight times, get off my property. Get out of here. Go. Bye. And they didn't like it. And then the guy at tail, you know, we're face to face yelling. And the same thing I said to him. Then he closed cock, hit me right in the face, bloody nose, the whole nine yards. But he runs away. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You're going to run away from me. Come on. Give me an opportunity, you know?
Wow.
And of course, I can't chase him. 5-10 years ago, not knowing anything about the law, I probably would have chased them. But now I know that once they run, you can't do anything because now you're offensive. All you can do is defend yourself in this world. So anyhow, so that's what happened. My question is, supposedly they had, I don't have any, this is hearsay, that they lied to the police saying that I had provoked by pointing in their, you know, their chest with my finger or whatever. We're 2 inches apart from each other. How am I going to poke them in the chest? Maybe that's the realization that they got a, anyhow, I guess a prosecutor or somebody had brought to my attention that they are dropping those charges, so there's nothing I have to worry about, but they're going after the guy, you know, warrant for his arrest, all that assault, so forth. And I don't know what they're going to do with the girl. I'm hoping they'll do something juvie with her.
Was there a witness to the attack besides you?
No, my wife and daughter were inside. Well, I got a bloody nose, and the ambulance was there in the whole nine yards, so, I mean, it's evident something happened there. Now, I can't get these records. Nobody, I've gone to the police station multiple times, and nobody will give me recorded records from the police officer because he told me it was being recorded.
You're talking about the records from the incident, the police's file on the incident? You can't get that?
Right. I should have everything, but they won't.
They're claiming the investigation's still open, I imagine, right? That's their excuse?
All they tell me is that I have to keep talking to the police officer or the supervisor. I call, I leave messages. Nobody returns my phone calls. And to the best of my knowledge, the prosecutor already has the information. They had it like 2 days after, and they had told me that I had nothing to worry about. And I was like, that's not right. I should have rights to these records.
So my understanding of the way it works, I'm not an attorney, but you know, I've had some interactions with the police. And it's my understanding that once the investigation is closed, you can acquire a copy of the case file. So they may not have closed the investigation, even though the prosecutor may have been handed some information with which they might be able to file a charge. Of course, the police don't have any obligation to do anything for you in general, so them not returning your phone call is just poor customer service, which is pretty much what you should come to expect from government bureaucrats is, you know, they'll call when they darn well feel like it, and if they darn well feel like it. You can always try to escalate up to the next level of bureaucracy. Whether that will be successful or not remains to be seen. You know, just have to give it a try and see if you can find someone who is willing to spend some time calling you back. And likely, if they do call you back, they'll tell you, well, you can't have this file until we officially close the investigation. And then after that, you can call and then give them $10 or whatever the amount is, and then they'll give you their copy of the file. That's my understanding of how it works. It may work differently in Indianapolis. You know, your mileage may vary. Best of luck, Mark, and thanks for your call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's not uncommon for people who've been victimized to be disappointed by the lack of integrity, the lack of investigation, the poor customer service of the police department, who they've always been told is out there to protect and serve. But ultimately, when they drop the ball, there's no way to hold them accountable for it.
Well, yeah, it's certainly that's true. There's no competition in the area of police. They have a monopoly in their particular areas, and they don't step on each other's toes in that way. You can, and most people don't want to, because they've already paid for the police services, and they feel like they should get good customer service out of them. But you can pay for investigations through private investigators and that sort of thing. And I've seen people do that to some level of success in the past. Now, you know, private investigations is a career path that, you know, some of the most disreputable people I've ever heard of take. So at the same time, you never know whether you're getting a good one or bad one. And I would imagine you should really look deeply into referrals and those sorts of things.
The artist in the question of the case of the young lady who was arrested for allowing people to fondle her in public, she was charged with outraging public decency. And do you think that what she did by allowing people to fondle her privately inside a mirror box in public should be a crime? 855-450-FREE.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're walking down the street. You see a lady with a mirror box mounted to her chest. It's surrounding her breasts. You can't see into the box. There's a curtain in the front of the box blocking any visual of her breasts. She's walking around. She's hanging out in local park, inviting people to come up and reach their hands into the box, fondle her breast for 30 seconds. She's holding a stopwatch. So,
what if you don't stop on time?
I suspect she probably
has... rape?
Well, obviously, fondling one's breast isn't not the
is
same
sexual
as
assault?
Rape. That could be considered a sexual assault if you were told to stop and you didn't. But I suspect there is some sort of male accompaniment that is nearby to her.
Ah, the bouncer.
I suspect. I don't know. I haven't seen enough footage to... there's only one video that I've seen that they link to in one of these stories, and we'll show that to you on our Facebook and Twitter so you can see this for yourself. So I've only seen one of the videos, although I suspect there are more videos of her in different cities doing this. So it's hard to identify who the bouncer or bodyguard might be in that case. And maybe she doesn't have one. I don't know. Maybe she's... Well, she obviously has a cameraman. You know, there's somebody out there recording what is going on. And there are cameras actually mounted inside the boxes as well. So you get close-up footage of exactly how people are fingering her and fondling her, because she also has a box for the bottom portion of her body as well. She's not wearing both boxes at once. She'll have the top box on, and then in a different instance, she'll have the bottom box on, inviting anyone who's 18 or older to spend 30 seconds fondling her in presumably whatever way they feel is appropriate. And so I'm curious, how you feel about this.
I feel like she's a porn star.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you were on the streets and you saw this happening, what would you think? And would you do it? Would you go up and, I'll stick my hands in there. All righty, miss, well, here you go.
Okay, so if you're asking me.
I'm asking the audience, but yep. You're welcome to respond since you're here. But the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I can tell you that this isn't a very attractive woman.
She's pretty.
I would be tempted to, stick my hands in the upper box,
uh-huh.
But I am not in the least bit tempted to stick my hands in the lower box.
Why?
Secretions.
Yep.
You know, like catching colds. And I mean, I'm sorry. People are all worried about dirt and
catching. She doesn't seem to be that worried
catching
about
catching diseases
it.
From animals. No, she's not. She's some, like I said, she's just acting like an exhibitionist.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if she is an exhibitionist, but she's certainly acting like one.
I would call this exhibitionism for sure, even though technically it's all concealed within the mirror boxes.
She's getting attention based on how she looks. And frankly, I mean, she's not even making any money doing it. Porn stars, to me, I can at least understand what they're doing. I don't even understand what this lady's doing, and I guess that frustrates me.
Well, okay, so she doesn't
give the best.
She says
she's bringing attention to women who are touched without their permission by having a whole bunch of people touch her. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't really get it either. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. She says she's doing it to highlight women's rights and sexual determination, saying that women decide for themselves when and how they want to be touched and when they don't. Well, shouldn't everyone be able to decide when they don't want to be touched? I guess, you can't force someone to touch you, whether you're a man or a woman. So isn't it really true that all human beings get to decide how and when they want to be touched? Whether or not you had a willing partner who's willing to touch you in the way that you want to be touched is another question. But ultimately, it's your decision. If you don't want to be touched, you shouldn't be touched. It's your body.
I certainly would not disagree with that statement. I just, it seems like about the weirdest way to go about achieving that.
Spokesman for the Metropolitan Police in London confirmed officers were called to Trafalgar Square on Sunday evening following a complaint from a member of the public, adding that a woman had been charged with outraging public decency. Are you outraged by this? If you are outraged,
I'm annoyed.
I want to hear from you. Yeah, but does that mean you'd call the police?
No, I think that it's just annoying. I mean, it's just another
a woman
person
on the streets, doing an art exhibit. What's annoying about that?
She should learn to juggle if she wants people's attention. I mean, that would be, to me, just a much more effective way to go out on the street and get people's attention.
She seems to be doing a fine job of getting attention.
Yeah. I'm sure that's just fine.
So it annoys you that she's getting attention?
No, it annoys me that she wants the attention and the manner about.
Who doesn't want attention,
and
though?
The manner that she's going about getting it.
Okay. You're just jealous.
Your attention from skills.
You're jealous, though, right? I mean, come on. She's a pretty young lady, and you don't have what she's got. So
I'm
you
not
can't
a pretty young lady.
You
that
can't
much
get
true.
The same kind of attention.
I will never be a pretty young lady.
Yeah.
No one will ever, stand in line to feel in a box on my chest.
She was fined, by the way. She did appear in custody at Westminster Magistrates Court. She took a guilty plea and was fined £750. She was ordered to pay £85 in court costs and a, get this, victim surcharge of £75. Where is the victim in this case? Is it the person who called the police? Does the person who called the police get £75 out of this deal? Or is this just more money going to the court for some sort of victim compensation fund that, exists for some people?
Whatever it is, it's bull. I'll agree with you on that much, certainly.
Where's the victim here?
There is no victim, but they may be. Maybe this is a fine for somebody when they call. When somebody calls in, we tack on this fee. I don't know. It's just a guess.
In January of this year, Ms. Moore held a sign reading, "Respect us. We are no fair game, even when we are naked." as she staged a protest naked in front of Cologne Cathedral in July of last year.
I suppose that makes a bit more sense to me. That's the whole argument that it doesn't matter what a woman wears.
That she was asking for
it. She's not asking for it. Right. I'm on the fence on that particular argument, you know, one way or the other. It seems to me that if I was walking around with, you know, a basket full of money, I leave the convertible top of my car open, yep, with a big basket full of money on the seat, and I should have a reasonable expectation that nobody steals the money.
You should.
I'm a fool. Okay?
Yes.
A flat fool for doing so. Now, nobody's going to go up to her and say, "You're a fool." Right? But somebody's very likely to say to me, if I get my basket of money stolen, "You deserve it, dummy. You're a dummy for leaving your car."
That's not very nice. I mean,
you are stupid. Hold on. Let me go on the record right now, ladies and gentlemen. If you've got a convertible, you leave a basket full of money on the seat, you are stupid if you expect to come back and not have it there.
It's not a very wise thing to do.
Okay.
But you don't deserve to have the money taken from you just because...
I'm not claiming you deserve it.
Just because you're a Pollyanna and you believe that, you know, the world is going to...
You're stupid.
I don't know if stupid is...
Come on. If there is a use for the word stupid in the English language, that's it, right?
Well,
you just don't like to use the term. You're not ignorant. You did not make it to the age of driving a car, and you're ignorant about how people deal with baskets of money.
You could be ignorant of human nature.
You don't like the word stupid because you won't call stupid people stupid when they deserve to be called stupid.
It's not nice. You know, if you can't say something nice, don't say something at all.
I put myself in the car. Did I not say that it was my convertible,
yeah,
and my basket full of money? I am then, therefore, able to call myself stupid and by proxy call everybody who would do the same action stupid.
Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us is 855-450-FREE. We've got Pat in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hey, Pat.
Hey, what's happening, man? What happened to equal rights?
What happened to what?
Equal rights.
Equal rights.
Yeah.
What do you mean, what happened to equal rights?
Yeah, I'm not sure that this is an equal rights situation. Go ahead, but take me down the primrose path, Pat.
Well, I was just wondering about it. Does it ever show up anymore in a court of law?
Does what show up in a court of law? You're a little muffled. I'm sorry.
Oh, the equal rights situation. Equal rights.
Yeah, we hear you on equal rights, but what's unequal here? I haven't seen a man arrested for running around with a box around his waist and letting people fondle his parts.
Well, we got problems here in Virginia with female teachers and getting these young guys, high school guys.
I'm not really sure what the problem is with that. Thanks for the call tonight, Pat. Appreciate it. Sounds like he had a few drinks already. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday night.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Are you outraged by the idea that a woman might be in a town near you in, you know, whatever park or on the streets, perhaps, with a mirror box on her body, covering up her breasts or the bottom half of her, her crotch area, and allowing men and women alike, anyone over the age of 18, to fondle her in public. Now, the mirror box does have a curtain on it, so technically, unless you're looking real hard from the right angle, while someone has their hands through it, you're not going to see anything. If there's no one's hands that are breaking the curtain, you won't see anything. Is this an outrage? Because she's been arrested in London, charged with outraging public decency, fined £750 plus a variety of court costs on top of that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, I couldn't claim that this is particularly indecent because you can't, you know, you're not going to accidentally look at this. If you see something that's going on here, I've seen these box things. If you see something, it's because you were looking, right?
Correct. You have to look real hard to try to see.
When we were, riding, when I was a bicycle riding age, I lived near a strip club in.
You were always trying to look in there,
Bradenton,
right?
Bradenton, Florida, and yeah. It happened to be. I'm not making this up, people. It was right next to to a video arcade.
Perfect.
So we'd have to ride our bikes one way or the right. other past the strip club. So we
ride
go,
as slow as possible.
Yeah, right. To look in the door.
Hope someone will open the door while you're passing
right.
by.
What would occur there is not, you know, this is not some horrifying thing that accidentally happened to two 11-year-old boys.
No,
here.
You wanted that to happen.
Exactly.
Let's go to the phones here. 855-453. Your thoughts are welcome on the mirror box protester. The art, she calls it performance art. What do you think? It's Brian
no.
in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's on your mind tonight?
I don't know if it's outrageous. I really don't. I'm sure that there's been other things that have been staged in public that would be more outrageous. But it's interesting because, I mean, is it art erotica? Is it pornography? But it also is it a social experiment to see how many people would actually come up and take advantage of this situation? Because right. what they're doing in these instances, it is sex. I mean, it really is. I mean, especially the bottom part, because if you watch some of the videos, although they've got a black barred out, I mean, yes. there are people taking advantage of this, because if you watch the videos, they're even up on YouTube. I mean, yep. they've got cameras inside the box that are showing what people are doing when they come
out. Oh, yeah. It is up close and personal, and she is absolutely being penetrated by people's digits, for sure.
Right, right. I mean, is she doing this because she's getting off on it? Is she doing it because it's a social experiment? I don't know.
I don't know. It's interesting, though, watching the video. When you watch the video, and we'll post this up on our Facebook and Twitter for anyone who wants to check this out, because it's interesting watching the video. Not only is she holding on to, because the box is mounted to her, so she doesn't have to worry about the box. I imagine it's a little heavy, though, so it's probably doesn't do it for too long.
It's probably light. They would make it light.
Well, I mean, there's still mirrors.
Could be plexi mirror.
Nonetheless. Yeah. She's standing there with a stopwatch in one hand, and then the person is fondling her, and it appears as though she's just staring into their eyes the entire time, which kind of makes the thing even more interesting, like, and bizarre, because, you know, she's not moaning or anything like that. She's
as
not,
though it couldn't get any more bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's,
yeah,
like, think, you staring know, people
like,
right in the eye.
Like she's analyzing these people's reaction to being able to do this to her in public. But, you know,
yeah.
I mean, you've got people of all walk of life coming and doing this. But I can tell you straight up, I've been married 20 years. My wife would not be okay right. with me walking up.
Would and your wife go up, though?
You know what? I don't know. See, that's an interesting.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You've watched the videos, but she hasn't seen them?
No, see, I'm at work. You know, I'm a delivery driver, so I'm at work, and she hasn't seen this stuff, so it's going to be an interesting topic when I go home.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
You know, my wife and I, we're open-minded people, but I don't know if we go up and actually, you know, have hand sex with some random stranger in the middle of the square. You know, but, I mean, it's...
As long as you use the cleanser afterwards, I'm okay with it, but, you know...
Well, yuck. You know, this thing, you know, that brings up a whole other topic. You know, what if some guy comes up with an open cut on his hand and he's got AIDS?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what level of inspection...
Hepatitis C, it transmits a lot easier.
Right. I don't know what level of inspection she's giving these people's hands before she allows them down there. You don't get that in the edited video that is shown on one of these news websites. So
right.
maybe she is, you know, eyeballing their hands and, you know, making sure there's no obvious cuts.
With social media being what it is, I'm sure you guys could probably go into Google, type that in, hit videos, and you'll probably find some unedited videos from people that are standing around.
Yeah, I would be interested. I would be interested in seeing what the entire interaction is from the moment where she's just standing there beckoning people to someone coming up. What she says to them, what they say back. You know, what is the you know whole length of the interaction? Obviously, we know it's a 30-second fondle session.
But how much selling do you have to do in order to get somebody to put their hands inside your fondle box? I don't know.
I suspect you're right, Mark, that it's easier to convince people to fondle her breasts rather than her vaginal area.
I would think that it would take, you know, playing with the box or thinking outside the box to a whole new level. Who knows?
Thanks for the call, Brian. Really appreciate it. And have fun with the discussion with your wife tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You won't believe what these guys were talking about on the radio today, honey. That's the reason I was watching these videos at work. Here, check this out.
You'd think that the London police could, you know, move along. If you don't depart the area in 1 minute...
No loitering, you mean?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Just get her out of there, rather than the arrest. And...
Well, they did warn her, according to the article.
They did.
She was given a warning, and she, you know, she really means this. This is important. She says, it won't stop me. It's a risk, but it's a risk I'm willing to take. Let's go to Devin in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Devin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I really like what the last listener had to say about it possibly being an experiment or some type of social interaction thing,
mm-hmm.
Just to see how many people would actually do it. It is concerning health-wise. You know, he made light of open cuts, and that would concern me as well. But I do think, you know, at this point, the London police, I think they could adopt the slogan now, if you do not exit the areola, you will be arrested. But that's up to them. That's entirely up to them. But I think, you know, one of the things, I don't know who exactly reported this young girl for doing this or whatever. And
some prude.
I haven't seen the video. I don't know what she looks like. But I mean, it could be a prude, or it could be somebody that has a daughter her age. I mean, has anybody bothered to talk to this girl's parents and ask them how they feel about what she's doing? Because I'm 35 years old, and my parents still have quite a bit of influence on me. You know, when I have questions, I can always go to my dad or my mom and ask them. And,
well, there were some grandmothers in here fondling this lady.
Let me ask you this.
Okay. Wow.
The world's full of porn stars, right? I mean, in this day and age here on the internet.
Absolutely. The world
Do you think what this lady's doing is more or less upsetting to the parents of, you know, sort of the parents? Do you think it's less, I guess I'm just
upsetting to her parents?
Reprehensible, because that way you can make the judgment. Do you think is more or less reprehensible than a porn star?
I was raised in Catholic school,
yep.
Which already, you know, right there, you know where I'm coming from. No, I don't think it's reprehensible, but on the other hand, I'm a 35-year-old male that has never been married, and I don't have children. So,
what would you do if you were on the streets and you saw this lady beckoning to you to come over and fondle her?
Well, I don't think we need to discuss that on the air.
Thanks for the call, Devin. I appreciate it, man.
I just said I'm 35 and single.
Fair enough. Thanks for the call.
You know, as a single guy, I don't see any particular problem with the with the behavior. It's I guess the idea that I'm supposed to care is probably what annoys me the most about this. Is you know, this lady's going out this because she wants people to care, and you know, okay, so some hot lady's letting folks feel her parts on the street corner. I got better. There's bigger things. There's bigger fish to fry in the world, lady.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Ben listening in Newport News, Virginia to WNIS. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. Go ahead.
You know, I think it's kind of crazy because you don't know if she has something that she's passing around to people, you know? And so you've got to protect yourself as much as she should.
Well, obviously, yes, there are risks.
I wonder if they have little blue gloves.
This whole action that she's taking is ridiculous, you know, and that she's doing it in public. It's absolutely outrageous.
So you are outraged. Okay, I've been waiting for someone who is outraged by this. So if you want to hang on, Ben, I want to find out why this is outrageous. And should it be a crime as well? Would you have called the police on her? Or is it just something where, you know, you'd take a picture and make fun of her later on Facebook? Now, how outraged are you? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.